Hello, and welcome to Embark, a journey to supporting your child's faith. Embark is a place for parents who are seeking a way to come alongside their child to help them grow in their faith. Whether your child has a different faith than you or the same faith, we're going to give you the skills and resources to have conversations about God and Jesus and what that means to your child. Embark is here as a resource to help parents support their child's faith through conversation and communication. This is the first of five sessions. We'll be looking at the importance of addressing the awkward within the conversations that you could be having with your child. By addressing the awkward, we are simply saying walking into a difficult situation with the expectation of not having everything figured out, or an answer to every question. I will admit, this may not be awkward for all parents, but for some, faith can be a challenging topic. In today's session, we'll be aiming at conversation starters, with tips and tricks along the way. Within the show notes, found within the material given out in each session, will also be some more resources for you to use. This will lay out some conversation starters and give you some tips on making things a little less awkward, at least hopefully. Again, Embark is about connecting parents with youth and discovering where your child is at in terms of faith and belief in God. Through conversation and relationship, I believe this is possible. Now, the reason some of the topics may feel awkward for you or for your child could be partially due to the unknown aspect. I think now is an important time to say that even in your conversations, "I don't know" is an acceptable answer on both ends, whether that be from you or from your child. In fact, if you as a parent says, "I don't know," it's a great opportunity to explore something together and can be a powerful teaching moment. This technique in particular may look like your child asking you a question that you are unfamiliar with, whether that be scripturally or personally. Recognizing now that there will be these topics is key. Knowing that you are welcome to say, "I don't know," every once in a while is a crucial tool. In saying these words, you're opening the floor for a great follow-up statement, such as, "I don't know, but we can look into that together." Or, "I don't know, but I will find out some more information." This allows you to take a break from the conversation and approach it again at another time with a little bit more information. Follow-up with this technique is pertinent, making sure if you're approaching the conversation at another time, you are saying exactly when that will happen. For example, "I'll find out some more information and we can talk about this again tomorrow before breakfast," or "on the way to school." Honoring your child's time is crucial, especially when they are being open with you about a vulnerable subject such as faith. Let's face it, no one in this situation is an expert. You and your child are both learning and growing. Sure, it's from two different perspectives, but that unknown can be scary, and addressing that can be an important part of the journey in supporting your child's faith. With awkward situations or subjects, it's imperative that we talk about the subject in an open and direct manner. This will leave out room for vague statements and confusion within the conversation. Being direct also cuts down on the awkward sense of the unknown. It's like addressing the elephant in the room. At some point, someone just has to point to the elephant and ask the question, "Why is there an elephant in here?" or "How did it fit through the door?" Important observations have to be made and said aloud. This has the tendency to break down barriers pretty quickly. Addressing the issue head-on is key. Okay, so here's a tip I've learned along the way. Kids, first of all, know way more than we give them credit for. They can smell awkwardness oozing out of our pores when we approach a situation out of nervousness. So, tackle the subject head-on. That will help with this. It's okay to be nervous. It's uncharted territory. But being direct will help you and your child stay on track when it comes to the subject of the conversation. My next practical tip is just start. At some point, the conversation has to begin. Don't overthink it. That will only lead to more awkwardness. Physics tells us an object in motion stays in motion. So get started and momentum will build. That first step of the conversation may be hard, but it does get easier. With that said, let's give you some practical conversation starters to help with the initial steps. I'll give you a more comprehensive list in the show notes within this session, but I want to highlight some of the most important ones, at least in my opinion, and give you some examples of how to go about starting the conversation. Step 1. Set out expectations for yourself and for the conversation. Don't over or undershoot. Pick practical and tangible subjects that you would like to start with, keeping in mind that we will be walking you through some specific conversations as the sessions continue. Asking yourself questions like, what I hope to get out of this conversation, can be helpful and keep you on track. For example, your expectations are going to change based on whether or not you are looking for a broad understanding or very specifics in regards to your child's faith and where they are at. Now, whether the outcome be specific in nature or broad in nature, it's still very important to set those expectations. This will help you stay on track as you continue through the conversation and talk to your child. Tip number two is a good place to start is always with open-ended questions. An open-ended question allows for the answer to be more than yes or no, and literally opens up the conversation for follow-up questions and for the topic to be elaborated on. Some examples of open-ended questions are, what did you learn at camp? Or, can you explain what Christianity means to you? For younger children, it's important to ask more direct, opening questions. If your child is a teenager or nearing those years, you can allow your questions to be more explorative. Questions that you may want to avoid are close-ended questions that will cut the conversation off preemptively. Examples of close-ended questions would be, did you have fun at camp? Not necessarily a bad question, but it doesn't allow for much conversation to be had or for follow-up questions to be asked. The last tip I'd like to highlight is one that takes a little bit of practice and may feel like it goes against the initial goal of addressing the awkward. This tip is called active silence and is often used within the helping or counseling fields. The idea behind active silence is that you, the parent, leave space in the conversation for silence to happen. You will naturally find breaks within conversation. The key here is to not fill those spaces with more questions or comments. This will prompt your child to continue talking, often elaborating on previous comments or thoughts. Active silence often feels awkward in the beginning. However, it adds great dynamic and clarity to conversation and allows themes and thoughts to be reiterated. Just for a moment, let's go over the skills we highlighted in session one, keeping in mind that there is a more comprehensive list of tips and tricks in the show notes attached to this session. A quick list of tips that we went over in today's cast are as follows. Number one, the importance of the I don't know answer. Number two, being direct. Number three, just starting somewhere. Number four, set expectations for the conversation. Number five, open-ended questions. And number six, active silence. These are the tips we mentioned in session one. This is a great start to having a meaningful conversation with your child about their faith. Remember, Embark is a journey that with any good adventure, there is a natural ebb and flow of ups and downs. Some attempts will be very successful, and the next one may not be. The trick is to not get discouraged and to keep opening up the opportunity for conversation. Embark is here to serve you. If you have any questions or concerns, please use the contacts found in the show notes to ask any further questions. I'm thrilled to have begun this journey with you in discovering and supporting your child's faith.